All right, battle is on to privatize the liquor system in Pennsylvania. Mike Terzai has officially proposed the state getting out of the liquor system, and now the debate continues. Jack Wagner, the Auditor General of Pennsylvania, conducted an audit of the LCB. He's on the line with us right now to talk about it. General Wagner, I love calling you that. General Wagner is on the line. Welcome back to KDKA.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Hey, Jack, I got to ask you something seriously before we get to the LCB. This is extremely important. Do you and your guys have special jackets that you wear when you go in to do an audit?
No, we don't have special jackets. The employees can buy a shirt if they so choose with a little emblem on it, but they have to pay for it. And so, all it really says is Department of Auditor General, and it's up to them to buy it on their own.
So you don't have
a state issue.
You don't have those official windbreaker jackets like the Secretary of Health apparently has ordered.
No, we do not. And for the life of me, I can't figure out why they need them.
The
taxpayers should be paying for them.
Yeah, I don't know how many hundreds of bucks that was, but it's just kind of silly in a way. And then there was this issue with him. This is a secretary. What is it? Eli Avila, I guess is how you say his name. He apparently didn't like his eggs at some local restaurant there in Harrisburg.
Yeah, I find that restaurant to be a good restaurant, Mike.
Oh, you've been to this restaurant?
Yes, I have.
What is the name of it?
It is the Cafe
Roxy's.
Roxy's.
Roxy's. Yeah.
Cafe.
Okay.
That's right. It's a great breakfast and lunch spot in Harrisburg.
Well, you know what? Maybe maybe you should go in there with an official jacket. You should look into this.
We have audited the cafeteria, and we have done an audit of the Department of Agriculture in terms of restaurant inspections, which was a very important audit. If you remember, in Beaver County, when four or five people died back 5-6 years ago, and as a result of that, one of our auditors said we should be double-checking Department of Agriculture to see how frequently they're doing their inspections of restaurants.
Well,
it was a very revealing audit in that we were behind more than a year on half the restaurants in the state, and many other recommendations were made for some big improvements. And so the people can be assured today that restaurants are inspected much more professionally and on a routine basis.
Well, then let the Secretary of Health know that, because apparently he's got a problem with that restaurant. But anyway, we'll just move on from that and to the audit that you guys did of the LCB. Now, last time I talked to you, if I'm not mistaken, you had said that you were in the midst of an audit of the LCB. We actually talked about this a little bit, and you said you would have more information later. So what did you come up with?
Well, Mike, the audit I was referring to was the audit of the kiosk program, where we have about 30 kiosk locations in the state, of which about a dozen are here in Allegheny County, where they distribute wine. And if you recall back around Christmas, over the holidays, there was a problem in the operation of them. It was a new proposal about a year ago. They were all shut down for about a month. They're now back in operation. We are auditing that. The audit is not completed, so I really can't talk in any great detail about it. We'll be able to in a few weeks and be happy to come on the show. But keep in mind also that we audit every single liquor store in the state, and we do that on a routine basis, including the wholesale facilities, and that's been going on for years, to make sure that all the money is remitted back to the Treasury, and obviously to make sure that there's no stolen merchandise, et cetera. So we have a watchful eye on the LCB all the time.
Well, what is Mike Terzai's office then referring to when they say that there was an audit from your office released last week that actually, according to them, provides more reasons for the state to get out of the liquor business?
Mike was referring to another audit, which is audit where we take a look at all departments of state government, one of which is one agency of state government is the LCB. And we were looking at the PLCB as it relates to the changeover of a computer system. And they did have some problems where they instituted a new computer inventory system. And for about 6 or 9 months, they were shortchanged in terms of alcohol, and they overordered in some instances, and they had some storage issues, and I believe that's what he was referring to.
Yeah, okay, so according to just one, this one paragraph from the Post-Gazette on their bigger story about a whole privatization issue, it says that your report found that board oversight, LCB board oversight, is lacking, inventory controls are inadequate, employees are not trained well enough, managers of state stores did not receive needed merchandise, and that liquor was sometimes stored in trailers where temperatures reached 100 degrees. Is all of that true?
Yeah, all of that is true. It has all been corrected. And so the Department of Auditor General plays a very important role here. And I have to, in defense of the PLCB, they implemented a whole new inventory computer system. And during the process of ending the old system and implementing the new system, they had inventory issues. But the public never really knew it. And yes, Mike Terzai is correct to say that was a problem, but it's not a systemic problem today, Mike. Again, it's been corrected. In all fairness, we brought those issues in front of the PLCB, and they were smart, as any auditee is. When we bring a problem to their attention, they corrected it.
Okay, so do you have a problem with maybe resent or object to Terzai's office using your audit, and as you said, it's been corrected, as part of their argument to get rid of the LCB?
Well, I just wish he would tell the whole story. And yes, that was a problem, but he has to also say that the problem was corrected.
Okay. I have to take a break for our sponsors. So
that's okay.
There's more that I want to ask you about this LCB. I want to talk about some of the numbers and get your thoughts on that that have been tossed around. So Auditor General Jack Wagner on the line with us. We're talking about the LCB, and we're talking about Mike Terzai's plan, State Representative Terzai's plan to get rid of the LCB, to privatize liquor sales in Pennsylvania. More next on KDK. All right, we're talking about the LCB, privatizing it, and the battle is on. State Representative Mike Terzai, Majority Leader in the House, Republican from Bradford Woods, North Hills, has formally introduced this, and we're talking about the pros and cons here. And from the state's auditor's point of view, State Auditor General Jack Wagner on the line with us right now. Jack, all these numbers get tossed around here. Terzai says if he sells off these licenses, he wants to sell off 1,250 licenses, replacing 621 state stores. He figures he's going to get $2 billion. Does that number make sense to you?
Mike, that number is out of whack. It's a pipe dream. And I believe Mike Terzai is smart enough to know that. I think he's trying to get legislators on his side by saying that much money would come into the state coffers. And let me explain it for a second. If we have approximately 650 stores now, he is proposing 1,250. And let's say he reaches 1,000. He sells 1,000 licenses. If you sell 1,000 licenses and the state gets $2 billion in return, that means each license that is sold, the purchaser will pay $2 million for it. $2 million for the state store on East Ohio Street or Brookline Boulevard is without a doubt a pipe dream. And it sounds to me like, Mike, similar to Ed Rendell's proposal on the sale of the Turnpike, where he projected $30 billion and the highest bid came in at $12 billion, approximately one-third. So the real number here is certainly not over $1 billion, and I think it's less than $500 million. So Mike has really overemphasized what the state would get in return.
Okay, well, now his counter to that is that the individual retail stores' licenses may not be as much, but the wholesale licenses will be a lot more. So that will make up the difference.
Well, I don't know what his breakdown is, but I have to tell you, $2 billion is a pipe dream.
Okay.
It is. Virginia projected they would get between $1 billion and $1.5 billion. It was about one-third of whatever their projection is. And I'm sure, and I know because I was a state senator when Governor Ridge proposed this about 12, 14 years ago. He was up in the billion range, and it came in about $300 or $400 million. And things have not changed. As a matter of fact, we're in a recession. And Mike, that's just for the license. That's not getting a store. That's not stocking the store. That's not hiring employees. So Mike is just way out of whack here.
Okay. There also is this argument about the profit, that the state stores actually do turn a profit in addition to the tax money. Do, in fact, they turn a profit?
Yes, they do. Number one, the taxes that are collected, as you probably know, and they've been reported by many, taxes that come in are about $375 million a year from the Johnstown flood tax, a markup, and a sales tax that's out there. And keep in mind, that $375 million, and this is what our auditors check, is remitted almost instantaneously to the state treasurer. Once that gets into the private hands, there will be a delay in it being remitted, and in some instances, we will have to chase the money, especially if a store goes out of business. In addition to the taxes, what you have is approximately a $100 million profit per year. And that $100 million profit in these tough economic times is something that you can't sneeze at.
Is the state store system self-sustaining? In other words, covers all of its overhead costs, all of its operating costs, and the costs of the pensions for the government employees that work at the LCB?
Yes, it does. That's not to say that the problems with the state employee retirement system, of which those employees are part of, still doesn't exist. It does. But those 5,000 employees are a small portion of the total number of state employees. But yes, Mike, the state store system pays for itself. There is no doubt about it.
But is the state store
making venture?
Is the state store system putting enough money into the pension to cover those employees so that we don't have to worry about them in addition to all of the others?
Well, the state has not contributed a sufficient amount of dollars, and this has been going on literally for decades, to keep the state employee retirement system where it should be.
So the taxpayers the short answer then is the taxpayers are in fact on the hook even for the state store employees.
Yeah, well, yes, they are. You're right.
Okay.
But maybe that's an issue. Maybe they, because it is a separate agency, could and should be contributing a little bit more.
Okay, you and I talked. I only have about a minute left here, and I know you have other things that you need to do. But you and I talked about this before, that you generally don't believe that privatizing this is a good idea, but you do believe that they should make some significant changes in the way they operate to be more customer friendly. Could you just tick those off real quick?
Yes, Mike. Well, first off, I believe in privatization. When I was president of Pittsburgh City Council, we privatized the zoo, the aviary, the course. It all worked. So privatization, where it makes sense, I recently suggested the State Tax Equalization Board be privatized. There are some good reasons to consider privatization, but not where you have a profit-making venture. And the pluses of the state store, from my opinion, are we don't serve drunks and we don't serve kids. And they are absolutes, 100% absolutes. But what I think needs to happen to the state store system is it needs to be open 7 days a week, at least 12 hours a day, in order for it to be truly customer-friendly and in order to maximize the profit margin. And the obstacle to getting that done is the General Assembly. The General Assembly has chosen not to consider legislation of that kind, when in fact you should be able to buy a bottle of wine in every state store across Pennsylvania on a holiday and on a Sunday. And in fact, you can't do that today except for an isolated number of stores.
All right. Well, I think they need to make some changes, too, if nothing else. Auditor General Jack Wagner. Hey, the next time you're in Pittsburgh, I've said this before, I'd love to have you come in. and just spend an hour and answer questions from callers and stuff.
Happy to, Mike. All right. We'll work on it sometime within the next month.
Okay, great. Auditor General Jack Wagner, thank you so much, sir. I need to take a break here for the news, which is coming up next. I want to hear from you on this. Having heard what Jack Wagner had to say, what are your thoughts about privatizing the liquor system in Pennsylvania?